Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. This is a takeover week. So periodically, this over the course of the year, we're going to let someone else come in and host the show for a week. We've done it before in the past, but this week we are letting Domenica Fasolo take over the show. She is a lawyer coach, really focusing on helping lawyers create more time for themselves, especially if their career has kind of just taken over their life. So she helps them kind of get back their personal time and become more productive and all that kind of stuff. So she's going to join us this week. Hope you enjoy what she has to say.
Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Lawyers constantly struggle with time, and this applies to their workload, personal life, and even more to their marketing activities. Because obviously they're not core business activities, but at the same time, they're core to the business or their legal practice. So lawyers need to find a solution. And as I mentioned in the previous episodes, the best and easiest way to find solution is to build an optimized and sustainable marketing system. I also shared a 3 steps to build it by becoming a committed person to marketing in general as a first step and clarifying the most relevant marketing activities for you and your firm as a second step. And finally, by scheduling these activities through batching and time blocking in a way they don't interfere with your work and personal life. Now, if you haven't listened to that, I really recommend it because these 3 things are absolutely essential if you're looking to not only, quote unquote, find time for marketing, but also create a routine and a system that is long-term, sustainable, and on autopilot without having to worry about and causing marketing to be this gloomy cloud over your head every day. Now, these 3 steps are also important because commitment, clarity, and time blocking, according to research, are important factors in increasing consistency. Only commitment and clarity alone can increase consistency by 60%. But because you're a lawyer or law firm owner, you are literally facing next level of time pressure, stress, competing priorities, and yes, unexpected emergencies such as fire drills. And therefore, you need an entire catalog of tools that will help you to increase your consistency. After working with numerous clients, most of them lawyers, I put together a consistency code, which is a 10-step consistency guide and workbook for specifically designed for busy professionals to help them to stay consistent while facing a very specific challenges that only busy professionals are facing and really equipping them with the right tools and the right strategies in order to navigate the discipline, consistency, boundaries, or contingency plans. But obviously, I'm not going to go into 10 steps here right now, but I want to share with you top 3 that I think are the lowest hanging fruit and they can immediately give you great results if you're looking to increase your consistency with marketing activities. And of course, these can be used for whatever. I know this whole podcast, this whole content is about marketing, but if you're increasing or trying to increase your consistency with working out or any other activity, these are likewise usable. So these are great skills to acquire regardless. Okay. So number 1, is joy. So, think about what you can add joy and enjoyment to those activities. Of course, we normally associate discipline with pain, but according to research, we are more likely to follow through and stay consistent with an activity if we find ways to enjoy it. You may not fully enjoy marketing activities or making reels or writing blog posts, but perhaps there is a way that you can make them more enjoyable, like maybe playing your favorite music when you're drafting a blog post or meeting your marketing team in a favorite coffee shop. Whatever the activity is, there are always ways you can make it more enjoyable. So think about little tiny tweaks you can do to your routine in order for you to enjoy it more. Now, the second point, and this is my favorite, all-time favorite, is tracking. For my management years, I know that what gets tracked gets managed, and what gets managed gets improved. So let's say you set a goal with respect to marketing activities, again, going back to my favorite Instagram, of making 10 social media posts a month, okay? Or for instance, sending 4 newsletters a month or recording 4 podcast episodes, whatever the channel and platform that you've chosen is applicable to you. Now, hold yourself accountable to it and track it. If you did follow through, then a great way to celebrate it is to think of a small reward you give to yourself after you follow through. Around 90% of my clients usually choose massage and as a reward. But if you didn't stay consistent, tracking will also offer a great deal, an opportunity to reflect on why you didn't follow through. Maybe it was something objective, or maybe it was subjective. Maybe you just don't believe anymore that a particular action will bring you results, or the landscape has changed and you no longer see importance in a particular platform. Whatever it is, whether you follow through and you reward yourself, or you don't, tracking and reflection will support your discipline and consistency efforts and make this much more clear, and also make you feel more accomplished, and also prevent that you beat yourself up for not following through, because you see the value of tracking and reflecting on it, and you'll understand why. Number 4th, and this is very mouthful, is implementation intentions. So what it is? Simply considering scenarios when things don't go to plan. You can think of it as contingency planning. Research shows that it will increase chances of your consistency by over 60% if you consider a particular activity you have scheduled, and then think about, let's say, 3 things that can happen that could derail you from following through, and prepare plan for that. In other words, if you consider if XYZ happens, then I'll do this. For instance, if you plan to do a marketing activity on Thursday morning, but you have an unexpected client meeting you can't shuffle, then you can choose to do it in the afternoon, or come to the office earlier, or do it on Friday. Whatever the solution is that fits your schedule, the point of this approach is that thinking about these situations ahead of time makes you so much more consistent, because you're prepared for almost unpreparable. And you are able to navigate changes in your schedule with much more ease. And also, this makes you less stressed, because you don't have to constantly being on your toes, trying to reshuffle, trying to push around meetings and trying to schedule things, because you're going to be thinking about it up front beforehand. So not only it will increase your consistency, but it also will decrease your stress and anxiety and make this whole marketing activity or marketing system, again, more enjoyable. And when it's enjoyable, you're more likely to be consistent. So you got the point. This is a cycle. And again, it's a catalog of tools that one are fitting into the other and making you more disciplined, more consistent, and ultimately bringing more results in your marketing. So there you have it. My top 3 tools for you in increasing your consistency with your marketing activities, so it becomes, and hear this, sustainable system on autopilot. This should be the goal, to make it as seamless and as sustainable as possible.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.